miss any of the show? You can get Sheeman and Shepherd all the time with Sheeman and Shepherd On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. You want to join us on the program on this Friday? It is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. You can also follow us on Twitter at CraigESPN, at PShep326, and at 99.3 ESPN.
Koepka must have missed about five birdie putts today, about every one of them about an inch or two off. However, he still finished 2 under. He's in the clubhouse, minus four overall. Tiger just hit on eight, hit a shot wide right. He's going to be in the soft, fluffy stuff, have to go over a bunker to get on.
Tiger is 2 under. Koepka finished at 4 under, as you just said, as he just finished at 18. So he's 69-69, 4 under. That's tied for 6 right now. Justin Rose is atop the leaderboard through 16 holes at minus 7.
Yeah, Tiger started on the front, so he's playing, he's on the back.
Yep. Here is Justin Rose's approach shot. Again, this is on, I believe,
eighth hole, par four.
Yeah.
192 yards to the green, and the second shot is up. And he tried to play it off that hill.
Close to Tiger.
And he didn't. He tried to throw his club.
He just threw his club.
Threw his club. There's that little bank to the right of the flagstick, and everybody's been playing that pretty well today where you get that roll towards the green. His, though, just missed and stuck on that second fluffy stuff, and he just kind of playfully threw his club at his caddy.
So Justin Rose all day long has been –
Molinari just he missed a par putt.
And it rolled about 4 feet past the hole. This is no gimme coming back.
No,
Justin Rose, he started the day at 6.
He's
minus 7. He did flirt. He did have minus 8 for a while, but back to 7.
Oh.
So, I mean, the course isn't giving the way scoring the way it did yesterday. I will say that.
Molinari's on. This is the 9th, which is the 18th for him today, and this is to make bogey here, and he just double bogeyed 8 right before this. He double bogeyed 8.
Yep.
And he might double bogey again. Holy cow. If he misses this putt. Yep, he double bogeyed. He birdied four and he birdied 7. And he could double bogey.
Got it. Nice.
Okay, but still might finish this day at minus.
I should be minus two.
Yeah,
minus 2. Which is where Tiger is at, by the way, minus 2. He was minus 1 on the front 9/back 9 after starting on 10. And again, he's got some work to do here on his 17th hole. He's getting ready. In fact, he's in the is this fescue?
On the 8th hole,
he's
got
some deep stuff.
Fluffy stuff.
He could lose a stroke here if he's not careful. But he's been kind of hanging around, and everybody else kind of hanging around. So, like, Ricky Fowler and those guys, when they come out later on this afternoon, there have not been a lot of, you know, amazing scores today like yesterday. Everybody's just been kind of holding pat. So Tiger punches out of the grass, goes beyond the pin. It does not roll back. It keeps rolling away. So he has got is this for par, or is this his birdie shot for about, I don't know, 18 feet out? I think this is for birdie. So, all right. So you're all caught up with everything going on at the U.S. Open.
Told you
yesterday how much I enjoyed watching primetime golf going into my NBA finals. This is an incredible night for sports. A lot of people called in the first hour of the show as we kind of regroup a little bit here in the NBA finals. A lot of callers saying, yeah, they're going to look at the Toronto Raptors championship with a little bit of an asterisk. Because Kevin Durant went down. Klay Thompson, we've learned, tore an ACL going up for a dunk yesterday. Both of those guys are going to be out for a year, or Kevin Durant will not play next year from what we hear. Klay Thompson, that is about an 11-month injury, and he is a true free agent as well. The whole landscape of the NBA may have changed last night.
Well, absolutely, but I'm not putting an asterisk at all for any of this stuff. I think it's ridiculous because, yeah, we both believe Klay Thompson remains healthy in that game. They were up by 5 when he went down. I think Golden State would have won. However, I'm not taking away. You do that, then you ignore the efforts of guys like Siakam and Van Vliet, who was unbelievable, 22 points off the bench. And Steph Curry, with all due respect, didn't have a great game last night. And he missed a three-pointer again. Yes, contested, but still, Justin Rose with a not a great chip out of that rough we talked about. But you know, he's 0 for 8 now in game-winning shots with under 20 seconds to go. Not very Jerry West-like.
No, no. And again,
or Jordan, or
what does Golden State do now moving forward? Are they now a player in free agency or the trade talks to try and beef up this team? They're going to have two major players not on the team next year. They're going into a new arena next year, and right now it's Steph Curry and Draymond Green. That's your team. And I say, as constructed right now in the West, that's a 35-win team mm-hmm. all of a sudden overnight. I thought they could have got by with Steph and Clay and Draymond if Kevin Durant left.
Is it fair to put that number on them now? Because you tell me the number, as I said to you last hour, then what number are you putting on the Toronto Raptors right now? That's not going to be the same team either.
Right.
So is that fair to play that game with Golden State if we're not going to do it with Toronto and everybody? I see where you're coming from. But what number is Toronto going to be?
I am assuming that they will not have Kawhi Leonard next year, and they will take a big step backward, I think. So
it's tough to. I hear what you're saying right now about as currently constituted, but. You got to figure that, and you get to see where they are salary cap wise and everything else.
All right, well, let me present this a different way. Now, Golden State. Look, I didn't think Golden State was going to be huge into the free agent or trade market.
Tiger just bogeyed 8, by the way. Sorry. 15-foot, 7-inch putt. He missed it by a couple inches.
That's too bad.
So he's going to fall to 1 under.
All right, so going into this offseason, I did not think Golden State would make any trades or get any big-time free agent signings. I think they would have signed Klay Thompson. Maybe they still do, but he's not going to be available next year. And so now are they in the market? Are they in the market to try and bring a big player in? You know, I don't know.
Do they sign Kevin Durant to the max deal? I'm talking about Golden State.
Knowing he cannot play next year. Do they make an offer for Kawhi Leonard now? I mean, they've got to do something. They've just lost two major superstars. Mm-hmm. And just, again, the whole landscape changes. Let's go to the phones at 239-337-ESPN. Randy in Fort Myers, you're on with Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN, who is otherwise known as Sleeps with Sand Guy.
Oh, okay. Hi, Randy.
Oh, no, Sleeps with a Fan.
Hey, fellas. Fan. Yeah. I just want to make a point. I hope I'm not backtracking too much here about the asterisks on the championship.
Nope.
That's like saying if Jordan wouldn't have went and played baseball, you know, Olajuwon and the Rockets shouldn't really – there's an asterisk next to their championship.
Wonderful analogy.
Wait a minute.
Wonderful analogy.
Having lived in Houston, I did radio in Houston. I did say that, and that pisses them off like you wouldn't believe.
That's why you're not there anymore.
Absolutely. They ran me out of town.
That's not fair. That's not fair to say that.
Maybe tongue-in-cheek, but that's not really fair, I don't think.
No, it's not.
Probably not. But, I mean, he's just probably is also true.
He's just a vicious, nasty man over here to my right. Vicious, nasty, and really heartless.
With some hockey knowledge.
right, exactly. Right, wow, he dropped the mic on me. Thank you, Randy. Appreciate the phone call. 239-337-ESPN.
So you would go on after back-to-back championships and Rudy Tomjanovich, one of my favorite people in the world ever, and those great Rocket teams, and blah, blah, blah. And you still don't know if Jordan were there that they might not have won. But, and you went on afterwards to say, Yep, yes, great, but
I did not live in Houston during that time. I moved in much later, and everybody says, oh, yeah, we were great with Olajuwon and all that, which they were. I said, yeah, but you know, if Jordan was playing, you would not have won those two championships.
Well, you can't say that either.
No, I can't, and I'll tell you why. And the same thing with Utah. Utah was probably the greatest team to never win an NBA title with Stockton and Malone. They were fantastic, but unfortunately, they played in the Jordan era. As we now watch Tiger Woods putt for bogey from 2 feet out, knocks it down, and he goes from -2 to -1
with one
hole to play.
I just think you start putting asterisks in sports. It's stuff like that because of injuries, and somebody may have retired. And this one, I mean, that's life. That's the way it goes. We can play that game all day.
Absolutely.
Not fair.
Let's go to Mike in Lehigh. You're on with Sheeman and Shepard. Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I was just saying that yesterday with the game, the shot that Curry took, wasn't he down by 2?
Yep.
So why do you take the three instead of passing it in, maybe get a two-point shot? It wasn't the last second or anything like that. He could have. He had time to do something else with the ball.
Well, it was under 20 seconds. So, yes, that's why that stat comes up. No, I hear you, Mike. I think that's the play.
I did not like the play.
I didn't like the play either, but I think he thought that was their best chance to win the game. He was trying to win the game right there and then, knowing it was shorthanded. But, yeah, he had other options, Mike. He had other options, no doubt.
And Kobe would have made it. That's all I got to say. Kobe would have made that shot.
You might be right. Maybe.
Well, that's a comparison people are making, you know, because he's 0-for-8 now with shots under 20 seconds to win games.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, Mike.
Let's go to Nuclear Matt.
Yeah, right.
How are you? What's going on?
Hey, guys. I just have an idea as to what the Warriors are going to look like next year.
All right.
Okay.
So they're going to re-sign Clay, even though he's hurt.
Okay.
So, and then they'll try to get a few role players. KD's gone. He's going to Brooklyn, most likely.
Uh-huh.
All right. And then basically you're going to end up with Clay, Steph, and Draymond, not next year, but the following year. And then they'll be back to what they were before KD got there, which is a Western Conference champion, possible NBA champion.
I think that's all viable. Now they're going to be 2 years older, so you don't know. But I'm inclined to agree with you because I have to agree with you if I'm going to be consistent, because I said that they were talented enough, if healthy, to win the NBA title without KD. It would have been harder, but I think they would have won, and I think we're all in agreement that even if Klay Thompson stays in that game last night, we're looking at game seven on Sunday night, right?
I think so.
That would seem that way. Plus, they always draft really well. I mean, Jordan Bell is going to be a pretty good NBA pro. They got some other guys off the bench, so I wouldn't be surprised if they maybe even traded up in the draft and got a guy that you maybe not be familiar with that turns out to be really good.
They might. All right. I appreciate the phone call. Nuclear Matt, 239-337 ESPN, 239-337-3776.
Jordan hit Bell. I think he went to Oregon.
Yeah.
He's from out west.
Again, do you listeners put an asterisk on Toronto's win because of all the massive injuries with Golden State? And what does Golden State do next year without KD, without Klay Thompson, who tore an ACL last night? They're going into a new arena. Are they now a player in the free agent game trying to get another superstar in there?
Our buddy Gabe Morenci, who lives in Toronto, obviously, and his Twitter account is so he has a whole thing. And boy, if he was on today, we should have got him on today. Maybe I know he's doing a show right now, so we can't, but his whole video tweet is, get off my lawn, deal with it, Toronto won. And of course, he goes into a rant like only Gabe can do.
By the way, while you were reading that, Tiger Woods into the sand trap on his 9th/18th hole. He's not finishing strong. Let's go to the phones at 239-337-ESPN. Mike in Naples. You're out with Sheeman and Shepard. Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is the anti-Buckeye Go Blue guy.
Hey, okay. All right.
All right, so I had a couple questions. I've been thinking about this whole superstar thing for the last couple of days, and I'm remembering what Pistons did back with Tayshaun Prince and those guys, and they didn't have any real, like, superstars. They played together very well as a team those couple of years or whatever, but do you see anything going back to that, or do they need to have, like, a KD whatever combination going on to actually win?
I've always been under the my philosophy is, and with very few exceptions, you just named one, that you need at least 2.5 NBA All-Stars to win a championship.
And that half better be a Draymond Green who can do everything and be your glue defensive guy.
Absolutely. There have been
like Tayshaun Prince was.
Yes, there have been a couple exceptions to the rule, but on the whole, you need a minimum, I think, of 2 NBA All-Stars on your team, and really 3. So we'll see if they can pull it off. It doesn't have to be every team, but I mean every time, but more times than not, you look at the teams that have won the NBA championship, and many times the best players are on that team.
All right, thank you, Mike. Yep. And go Blue. And college football starts in 71
days. I disagree, but
Alex in Fort Myers, you're on with Sheeman and Shepard. Hello,
hey Alex.
There is no asterisk. There's none.
I agree.
The better team won. If the other team's injured, they're injured. It's not the other team's fault the other team got injured.
I'm with you.
There's no asterisk, Chris. And you did say piss, by the way, Craig.
Yes, I did. I'm allowed to say that.
You could say
that's
that.
A faux pas.
It would have been interesting, though, had Steph Curry made that last three. It would have been very interesting. But,
you know, I honestly, I'm a diehard sports fan, and I didn't even watch it because my wife was beating me over the head with lamps.
She beat you over the head on Father's Day weekend.
What happened? What's going on? What's going on at home, Alex?
My wife's bipolar, man.
Well, wait a second. Wait a second. Is your wife in the car?
No.
Oh.
So what's really going on? Let's talk.
What's her name? First name.
I'm not going to tell you her name.
She's listening?
A teacher, which makes it funny.
She's a teacher.
And she's great with kids.
Wait a second. Hang on a second. Let's hang on. I want to analyze.
What did you do wrong, Alex?
Why were you not allowed to watch the game last night?
5 years.
Wait a second.
She's a beautiful Brazilian girl.
Well, Alex, why weren't you allowed to watch the game last night?
No, I did that. No, because actually, the real truth, my dad passed.
Oh.
And Craig actually gave, I don't know if he knew it or didn't, but he gave a nice Syracuse reference.
Oh, sorry about that.
My dad. Well, no, he was 93. He had the hookers on his head in Costa Rica, scrubbing his bald dome.
Oh, all right.
You know, at 88, he had a good life after my mom passed. Too.
Okay. All right, Alex. Thanks for the call, a downer going into Father's Day weekend from Alex. I'm sorry about that. And I'm not sure that he said things that we were allowed to say.
I don't know.
I couldn't hear. Sean in Lehigh. You're out with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hello.
Hey, Sean.
Oh, man. I've been waiting all day to talk to you.
All right.
I swear sometimes I feel like you guys are the only reasonable people in the sports world.
Thank you.
So,
we are.
Yes. So check this out. Let me preface this real quick by saying I'm New England. I'm a New England fan, but I do like watching Golden State because I can appreciate greatness when I see it. So I just like watching the whole history unfold. But let me say this. All this talk about Toronto this and Toronto that. Listen, Toronto may have won the championship, but they are by no means the champions. They did not beat a championship team, and they were basically gifted a trophy. And I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah, but that's a little unfair, though, Sean.
I think they worked pretty dang hard for it.
I think you look about what they did in Philadelphia, winning Game 7. You look what they did to the Bucks when they were down in that series and came back.
We're not talking about them. We're talking about Golden State.
Yeah,
bro.
But they beat them in their building four times.
They could barely beat them. They could barely beat their bench last night.
But Sean, in 10 years, who's going to remember?
They barely beat the second stringers.
Yeah, but Sean, you're talking about now the sexiness of wins. And I get it. If Steph hits that shot last night, it's a different conversation. If Klay Thompson stayed in the game, I think it's, you know, we're off to Game 7. But you can't look at it that way, Sean, because if you do if...
I look at it that way.
But you can't. If you do
I
if,
look
buts,
at it that way.
But if you do
I was
if...
disgusted last night.
Well, what disgusted you most?
Watching them celebrate with the trophy like they did something. They didn't do nothing.
What are they supposed to do, Sean?
Listen, to Sean's point.
I had to wait 5 minutes to celebrate.
To Sean's point, they beat McKinley and Bogut and Cook and Livingston. Yeah, that's who they beat.
No.
What about Van Fleet?
They barely beat them. Barely beat them.
You got to give credit, though, to guys like Siakam, Van Fleet.
You
can't do that, Sean. Come on. You can't do that. You can make that case for a lot of teams throughout. So, to Craig's point, so do you think the Rockets were, because Jordan wasn't playing back then, that they didn't deserve the titles, that there should be an asterisk around that team, too? Because I think that's a good comparison.
Fact.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Sean's my man.
Sean, let me ask you something. Sean, and be honest with me, okay?
Yeah.
If the Celtics had beat the Warriors last night under the same conditions, what would you be saying?
I would feel like crap about it.
No, you would not.
I wouldn't be able to enjoy it because it's a fluke.
Oh, Sean, come on.
It's a fluke. Toronto won a fluke championship.
I think there's a lot of people that feel like Sean, that Toronto beat a team that lost two major superstars.
They're patting Toronto on the back all day today. I'm like, come on. Is anybody out here going to acknowledge the elephant in the room? They basically squeaked by and they got the championship on a fluke.
No, they didn't get it on a fluke, Sean.
All right, Sean. Thanks, Sean. I appreciate it, man.
No, don't tell me. Keep it real. You're a New England guy. If the Celtics had won in the same fashion, you'd be bouncing off the walls.
Oh. Man.
I love it, though.
Mickey on a cell says definitely an asterisk on the Warriors side.
What is wrong with it?
Baby Shark says, what a terrible fan.
One guy says, holy bleep, I'm sitting in the car agreeing with Pete.
All right, let's see. Let's go back to the phones. 239-337-ESPN. Tim in Naples. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Go ahead.
Hey, Tim.
How you doing on this Friday?
Yeah, hey, fantastic.
Man,
you?
I'm doing great. I enjoyed the game. I was pulling for Toronto the whole way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see an asterisk next to it. Yeah, you get lucky that some people are hurt and certain players aren't here. But they were game two away from sweeping Golden State. I mean, that they had that game won and lost it. So they could have swept them. I don't want to hear anybody making excuses for Golden State. It's ridiculous. They had the same team they won championships with without KD, but they couldn't beat Toronto, not even on their own home court. Their last hurrah at home, the last game of the Oracle, and you couldn't gumption up enough intestinal fortitude to win a game. I don't want to hear it. And he can't make a clutch shot. Curry is not Mr.
Clutch. Well, but, Tim, to be fair, if Clay, tell me honestly, if Klay Thompson didn't get hurt in that game, do you think Golden State would have won?
It's a whole different game. Yeah. Who knows? It may go back to Toronto. But when they got the last rebound and rolled over with the rebound and called timeout, all I thought was Chris Webber. I laughed my ass off.
I was thinking the same thing. Draymond Green and Chris Webber. Now we got Michigan and Michigan State calling stupid timeouts.
But I agree.
Congratulations to Toronto. And I have a question. Do they go see Trump at the White House, or do they go see the guy in
Prime
Canada?
Minister?
No, they go to see the Prime Minister. That's a good question.
It's a very good question. I have no idea.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
I don't even know if the president knows the Raptors even have a team in Toronto, for all I know.
That's incredible.
What his basketball knowledge is.
All right, let's go back to the phones.
And I'd say that about any president, by the way.
Pittsburgh Brian is on the phone. Hey, and Pittsburgh Brian, thanks for coming out. It was good to meet you last week at Backyard Beer Garden. I wish we had a few more minutes to talk to you, but thanks for coming out, man. It's good to see you.
Yes.
Hey, thanks, guys. I was going to say it's a pleasure to meet you guys, and you're going to have to tell Chris he's a lot more I thought he'd be a lot more nerdier in person. But I wanted to speak to the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
And I know the weather can affect it, but I love the U.S. Open, and I can play to a 6 or an 8 back in the day. Now I'll play like a 18. But I like the U.S. Open when it ended up like even par, one over. I mean, are the guys that good, or is it conditions, or all the above?
No, let me tell you something. Of course the guys are that good, Brian. But I got to tell you, I've had this since yesterday. It's going to be a tremendous finish, because I have no doubt in the end there's going to be 7 or 8 guys within 3 or 4 shots of each other. I have no doubt. Except it's going to be like 13, 14 under. I don't like it. Something, you know, they bitched and moaned and kvetched to the USGA for the last 8 years, and this year the weather has helped. The greens are softer, but the USGA caved. I don't see any real tough pin placement. I see this as like a normal tournament. It aggravates me, Brian, that you're absolutely right that there's not par winning or maybe 1 or 2 under tops.
Last year, Brooks Koepka was the only one under par, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Right?
At a different course.
I haven't watched a stitch of it yet, but I mean, do they have the 4 to 6 or 48 inch, you know, in the rough and the stem rolling fast? I mean, 12 plus, and is it like, what's the condition set up other than the weather? Is it still harder? They've just
I don't think it's very.
It's green, it's soft, and there's no wind. There's a light 10 mile an hour breeze.
There's a ninth hole. The pin's in the middle of the green.
Yeah, and the pins are in the middle of the green.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, yes, if you keep the ball in play, you should shoot 50 under. Because
they need a disgruntled greenskeeper to be hitting those pin placements. That's what they need.
Although I will say this, today's not the gimme that yesterday was. Nobody scores shot way under par. If you were under par yesterday, you're about the same score you were today. So I think today is a little bit different, a little more difficult.
But again, Ricky Fowler, Xander Schauffele,
they haven't gone yet.
Oosthuizen don't tee off for another hour. So.
Yeah, it's to be had if it's, one, it's out there.
So there's a lot of golf left, but your overall point I agree with.
Okay, well, thanks for the update, and maybe I'll see you guys next time.
Okay,
absolutely. Pittsburgh
good.
Brian, thank you so much, man. Let's go to Mike in Fort Myers. Mike, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Go ahead.
Hey, Mike.
How are we doing today, guys?
Great. How are you?
Hey, wonderful. Look, I'm a Dolphins fan, and if they ever make it to a Super Bowl, I don't care if you put an asterisk next to it if the other team doesn't show up.
Yeah,
I don't care what happens. As long as my team wins, who cares?
I'm
with you, Mike. I think it's just so it's disrespectful to say put asterisks next to the Toronto Raptors.
You can only play whoever's across from you. It doesn't matter who they roll out there. You can only play who's on the field or the court.
Yeah, and we can play if, but, when, maybe with a lot of things. Hey, they still had a chance to win. Steph Curry had that shot; he missed it.
Yeah, that's all it boils down to. I mean, I don't have to worry about the Dolphins ever making it to a Super Bowl in my lifetime, but if they do, I'll be thrilled.
Well, look,
we all will.
There's a long way to go, hopefully, in your lifetime, so don't worry.
Thank you, Mike.
Sports is very cyclical.
Let's go to
most of the time.
Chris in the Cape. Yeah, I'm still waiting since 1957. Where's my cycle? Chris in the Cape, you're on with Sheba the Shepherd. Go ahead.
Hey, Chris. Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show.
Thanks, man.
Listen, there's absolutely no way you can put an asterisk next to this. The Warriors have been hot for years now. Toronto dominated the whole series, and they won a championship without KD. And I just think Kawhi, you know, Lowry came out hot last night trying to make up for that missed shot. Game five, and it was a great series by Toronto. They stuck to their guns, they dominated, and I don't think you can put an asterisk next to it. I think they deserve to win that championship, and they dominated through the Eastern Conference Finals too. Once the playoffs, once they got rolling.
That they did.
Koepka just bogeyed. Great call.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Koepka just not Koepka. Jordan Spieth just bogeyed and nine, and he finishes the day minus one under overall.
Yep. All right, wow. Very good. We'll continue with updates on the U.S. Open. We'll continue with this conversation.
Yeah.
I'd say slightly more than half of our callers and texters kind of look at Toronto with an asterisk.
Yeah, we'll throw that out there again. Do you guys think Toronto deserves an asterisk? I do not. Craig does. I don't. I think it's being very disrespectful. Tiger Woods has about an 8. Let's just wait to see if he makes this. It's good. I know we're a little late, but
yeah, sure.
Tiger Woods on the 9th hole. He needs to make this to save par. It's about 6 feet, I'd say. 6 feet, 1 inch. Oh, it's close. 6 feet, 1 inch. All right. On the par 4, 9th hole. Human rain delay. Got to analyze it from every single angle.
Oh, hey, while we're waiting for him, you know that the Lions, that when they traded tight end Michael Roberts to your
Patriots? Yeah.
Well, apparently the deal fell through, and then the Lions have just waited. We try to stick you with some bad product, I guess. I don't know.
Get a pass or physical.
6 foot
so
ten.
The deal did fall through, yep. This is a little left to right across your radio dial. See, he's going to start this little high.
For par. The harbor.
No, by the ocean.
No.
He babied it.
Oh,
he absolutely babied it.
It's still rolling.
God almighty. Jeez, that is unbelievable. He pulled to me like he stabbed at it.
Come on, Tiger. He's down to par.
This is
his last hole of the day.
Should tap this in for Bowie. That's a little more than a tap.
He's going to be 7 strokes behind now.
Good God.
Oh, that was costly. The last 2 holes today.
Bad form.
8 and 9 have been very costly for Tiger Woods, which are in 17 and 18 from overall. He taps it in for
Bad Tiger. Bad.
Bogey.
Bad. I always love how golfers look at the hole when they screw up. They give you that extra, like, 3-second pause at the hole.
That's right.
Like, some kind of force field is there. Something. No, it's a bad effort.
Tiger looks like he's about to throw up.
I am.
All right, more of your phone calls, 239-337-ESPN. 239-337-3776. And don't forget, we got Wikipedia around the corner as well.
He misses this. He doesn't win this by a stroke, or we're going to remember that one.
All right. Sheeman and Shepard. We'll put an asterisk by it. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Flock of Seagulls. I ran. First time ever saw them on the Merv Griffin Show. It was a rainy Tuesday or Wednesday or something. I never watched it, right? Usually outside playing ball or something. Came in, what was it, 1982?
Approximately.
83, around there.
Yep.
Here comes this guy with this funky-looking hair.
Weird hair.
And another funky-looking guy with big glasses playing a red guitar, and I loved it. But to hear this, to hear Merv go, and here's a flock of seagulls. Then I saw them later on with them, The Fix, and The Police in Foxborough. What a show that was.
Who
that
opened
was
when, for who?
That was when Synchronicity came out.
How about that?
But flock of seagulls.
Yeah, I remember them. Yeah, the weird good, blonde
three,
hair.
Three hits.
A three-hit wonder?
Yeah. Three-hit wonder. This song, Space Age Love Song, and Wishing. Those are the only three I remember.
Very good.
Yeah, about that.
All right, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Justin Rose is still your leader halfway through the U.S. Open at 7 under. He just finished up. Tiger Woods.
Tiger spontaneously combusted. He's out of the tournament.
Well, he bogeyed his last two holes today.
He'll make the cut. The projected cut right now, I will tell you, is where is it?
Plus two
is
approximately. Phil Mickelson getting ready to tee off.
Yeah, it's two over.
Okay.
It's two over.
We'll see what happens with that. Yeah, he'll probably make the cut so you guys on Father's Day weekend can watch Tiger this weekend, but he's seven strokes back.
He was livid.
I'd be surprised if he does any post
game. Tony Finau, four over. I'll tell you who's been disappointing. The guy I thought would do a lot better.
Uh-huh.
He's going to have a major comeback today.
Yes.
What time is he tee off? Excuse me. Hang on.
Hang on. How about I go to the phones?
Go to the phones.
And in the other subject, we're talking about whether the Toronto Raptors have an asterisk.
Is it Snedeker I picked? Yeah.
I think maybe you did.
Yeah.
An asterisk by their championship since the mighty titans of the Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson ilk were not able to answer the bell and get to the finish line with all their massive injuries. 239-337 ESPN, the number. Let's go to Tyler in the Cape. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hi, Tyler.
What's up, Tyler?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great. How are you?
So to me, you can't look at this finals and give the Raptors an asterisk unless you look at it fairly. You also would have to give the Warriors from a couple years back an asterisk when Cleveland was down Kyrie and Kevin Love.
Mm-hmm.
And to take it a step further, the Warriors team, even without Klay and KD, you still had experience. You had Iguodala. You still have Livingston. There's so many pieces. When that Cavs team, all you had was LeBron and Matthew Dellavedova, who got rich for nothing from Milwaukee.
Oh, Dellavedova got paid big time.
Great point.
I will tell you this,
He got $43 million for 3 years just to sit on the bench. No one even knows where he is anymore.
Hey, I put an asterisk on Cleveland's title, but they came back from 3-1 because Draymond Green is an idiot. Then he got suspended. It goes both ways, though, I guess.
No,
you can play the asterisk game with every championship ever in the history of sports, probably.
Yeah.
Probably. Tyler, thanks for the call. Let's go to Sean in Port Charlotte. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Go ahead.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, guys. All right. Well, first of all, anybody bringing up that asterisk on them needs to stick it where the sun don't shine,
correct.
I'll tell you why.
I'm just saying what other people are saying. Go ahead.
Speak for your own mind.
Yeah, the previous caller stole a little bit of what I was going to say. Forget the finals with LeBron and them the first time when Kyrie and Love were out. There's been three series in the playoffs the last 5 years where the Warriors were down 3-2 and came back and won them because the other team had two of their starting five either out or playing badly injured. So they've been the benefit of health for pretty much the last 5 years, the Warriors.
Yeah.
So, they've gotten a lot of breaks over them 5 years. It's ridiculous, And so now the fact that they finally have a few injuries, tough crap. That's life.
Yeah.
They won it fair and square.
They
end
did.
End of story.
I agree.
All right, Sean.
Absolutely.
Thank you for that.
860 says, hey, Craig, there are no asterisks in sports. That's like saying I should have been wealthy, but my mom married the wrong guy, but the rich guy wasn't there. Got to play the game with the people available. Let the results fall where they may. Smiley emoji, smiley emoji.
Hmm.
Baby Shark says, if we're really going to put an asterisk on this championship for Toronto, then we should consider putting an asterisk on the entire NBA over the last several years, pretty much ever since the new fad became super teams.
Hmm.
But you know what? I am not going to blame any team ever for having a super team. If you put yourself in salary cap hell, that's your own fault.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, and I know some teams can go over the, pay the luxury tax, and I get that. But look, if you're going to cry like a baby about what Golden State has done the last 5 years, do better. Run your business better.
Now
or you become the Lakers.
They have said that they want to.
Or the Knicks.
They've paid the luxury tax with no problem. They like their superstars. They're going to keep them. My question is, they're going to pay Klay Thompson? No, he's not going to play next year, and he's a free agent. They're going to give him a four-year deal? I think they probably will, but you're going to pay for guys that are not going to play for you for a year, going into a new stadium. By the way,
mm-hmm.
just saying that's how it is.
Yeah, they got some work to do. There's going to be a lot of big time soul searching and decision making out in Oakland. That's for sure.
No question.
Yellow object just came out in the Pebble Beach. I don't know what that is.
A yellow object.
The sun flashed for a second.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Barely. All right. Guess what?
Is it time?
It's time, and it's a Friday. It's time for Wikipedia. Rick, what are we giving away? $50 gift card? What do we got?
We have a $50 gift card for a Finn's Seafood and Dive Bar. Highly recommended by our friend Jeff Nixon yesterday in Cape Coral.
Awesome. Very good. So caller number 9, as long as you haven't won in the last 60 days.
$50 in seafood.
There you go.
I'm in.
What's better than that?
That's pretty good.
Great Father's Day gift.
All right. Today it will be NBA Finals Trivia. Ooh. So y'all have a shot at this one. Caller number 9, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Wikipedia, Stump the Shep next on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
All right, here we go. Looking for caller number 9. We got a $50 gift card at Finn's Seafood on the line here. NBA trivia is today's topic, and our caller number 9 is Rob from North Fort Myers. Rob, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Rob.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Very good. Very good. Thanks for calling. How old are you, Rob?
I'm 52 years old.
Me too. And that's right. What do you do for a living, Rob?
I am a refrigeration technician.
Oh, great. All right. Very good. All right. Are you ready for some NBA trivia for Wikipedia?
I'm hoping so, man.
You get to go first. First one with the three correct answers is the winner. Here we go. Which NBA player was the first ever to win 2 NBA Finals MVP awards? 2-time MVP in the finals.
Jerry West.
That is incorrect. Pete Shepard, would you like to take a stab at this one?
Oh, it's probably 2-time, first 2-time
The first 2-timer.
Obviously, Bill Russell.
No. Incorrect. Willis Reed is the answer we're looking for from the 70 and 73 Knicks. All right, Pete Shepard, you're up next.
All right.
Kawhi Leonard is one of 3 players to win finals MVPs with 2 different teams. Can you name the other 2?
Yeah, one was last night.
No, well, he was one of 3. Can you name the other 2?
Oh, Kawhi Leonard.
No, Kawhi Leonard is one of 3.
Oh,
can you name the other 2?
Well, wait a second. Say that. Give me
the other 2 players to win.
Repeat the question.
Kawhi Leonard.
Yes.
Is one of 3 players to win the finals MVP with 2 different teams. Can you name the other 2 players?
Shaquille O'Neal.
No, sir.
Hey, I get one more. No, I don't know.
All right.
I know. I can't. I'll give him a chance.
Rob has a chance to steal. Rob, I will clearly state the question for you. Kawhi Leonard is one of 3 players to win MVP Finals MVPs with 2 different teams. Can you name the other 2 players that have done so?
I'm going to go with LeBron.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And?
I had that one. I was trying to find the other one.
Dumb. And I'm going to...
Take a stab.
I don't know.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is the answer we are looking for. All right. We have a scoreless
time. Yeah, but you're talking about Minneapolis and Los Angeles?
Maybe.
That's the same team.
No, he won it with the Bucks.
No, see?
Oh, that's right.
You just ruined my next question.
Oh. Milwaukee.
Let's see if Rob was paying attention. The Bucks went to their first finals in the 70-71 season. They beat the Baltimore Bullets in a sweep. Who was the MVP for the Bucks?
I guess I wasn't paying attention.
Oh!
Take a guess.
Bill Russell.
This is going nowhere.
Not Bill Russell nor Bob Lanier, but Kareem
Abdul-Jabbar actually played for the Bucks before he was with the Minneapolis and then Los Angeles Lakers. That was the correct answer. All right, we've got a heated 0-0 tie here. I thought this was much easier than yesterday.
I'm overthinking it.
All right, Pete Shepard.
Yep.
Calm down. Get your hat on. Here we go. Okay. Get your thinking hat on. All right, we just talked about the 70-71 Bucks that won the title with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah.
The 72 Bucks drafted what superstar who spurned them to go on to the ABA? It would have been an incredible duo of superstars, but who would that player be?
I'm going to go with the aforementioned Bob Lanier. No?
Incorrect. We'll see if Rob can steal here. Rob, the 72 Bucks drafted who? Who went to the ABA instead of going to the Bucks?
Oh, went to the ABA. Dumb.
I don't even have a guess for that one.
Dr. J is the answer we're looking for.
Can you stupid.
Can you imagine?
Oh, God, I know that.
Can you imagine if Dr. J and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar were on the same team?
No.
All right. Let's hit the reset button.
You got more money, though, in the ABA.
Let's hit the reset button here, boys. We are 0-0 as we move on, I believe. The next question goes to Rob. Rob, the let's go to 2008. No, I'm sorry. Through 2008.
Yeah.
How many times have the Lakers and Celtics met in the finals?
8 times.
Wrong, sir. Pete Shepard, could you take a stab at that one?
Just for fun. Let's see. 1, 3, 5.
Come
7.
On. I've got 11. 11 is the answer I'm looking for.
In the finals, none in the 70s. They had 4, 3 in the 80s. None in the 90s. Obviously, 2008 and 2010. And
you're forgetting the 50s and 60s.
Oh, no, you know
what?
I'm thinking the ones they won. They won 3 in the 80s, but they met in 85 and 80. So that's 5. And I'm a total idiot, and you're absolutely right. I'm thinking about what times they beat them, not
all
the
right
times they lost them. Yeah.
You only think of the wins.
Yeah.
All right, Rob, this one's for you. We're not doing too good, either of you.
Being an idiot.
What all-star from the Cavs suffered a knee injury in game one of the 2015 NBA Finals and never returned?
That'd be Kevin Love.
No.
Looking for
Kyrie.
Kyrie Irving is the answer. All right, Pete
Close.
Shepard.
Yes.
Which NBA player was the first winner of the NBA Finals MVP? And by the way, he was on the losing team. The first Finals MVP, but he was on a losing team.
Oh, my God. The first Finals MVP. Oh, God. Let's see. Oh, my goodness. Most Finals MVP.
First
Finals
first.
MVP.
And he just happened to be on a loser.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Jerry West?
Yes! We did not start naming MVPs in the finals until 1969. Jerry West did it as a loser with the Lakers. All right, that's a 1-0 lead for Pete Shepard. One question to go. Rob, your chance to tie. Here we go. The first team ever to three-peat.
Would have been the Bulls?
No, sir. Pete Shepard, care to take a stab at it?
First team to three-peat. Seems rather obvious, doesn't it? Celtics?
No!
No?
Actually, the Lakers did it in the 50s, even going back to Minnesota and L.A. But Pete Shepard is our 1-0 winner today. However, Rob, I'm feeling very generous. Stay on hold, and Rick Church will take care of you with our sack of toys.
Minnesota, they won it, I think, 52-54. What a disgraceful question.
All right. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate
thanks, Rob.
By the way, Craig, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar never played for the Minneapolis Lakers.
No, he didn't.
No, he played for the L.A. Lakers, but they were in L.A. when he went straight there.
Yeah.
There you go. See? We're all good.
Yeah, absolutely right.
That was a
by the way,
I
just accidentally hung up on Rob. So, Rob,
Rob
you can
call back.
Give me a call back.
Rob, call back. There's 50 bucks on the line for you here. All right. I thought that would have been an easier one than yesterday with the
Friday.
U.S. Open. Yeah. All right. That's it. We're late. It's all your fault.
Tomorrow, on Monday, we do green vegetables.
I might have to do it. We might have to break it down to something that easy. All right. It is our Father's Day preview. NBA Finals and U.S. Open all on the board. It's the 5 o'clock hour on a Friday. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.